Everywhere, in the marketplaces, in the streets, in the homes, throughout Navadweep, could be heard the beautiful sound of the chanting of the Maha Mantra. And everyone was very much appreciating, except those who were proud and hard-hearted. Such as the two drunkards, Jagai and Madhai. We will end here for this particular narration. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu created a wonderful, wonderful movement. And within days after giving these instructions, not only Navadweep, but all of the village and all of the area, it was just spreading like wildfire. Everyone was experiencing Krishna Prema and Krishna Bhakti through the congregational chanting of the holy names. In this way, throughout the day and throughout the night, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had manifested the beautiful sound of Krishna's names. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this holy day to liberate all of us. What no other incarnation has ever done, he has come to give the precious gift of love of Krishna. And all we have to do to pay the price is accept his instructions in how to properly chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Thank you very much. Has prayed to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, my dear Lord, you have appeared in this age of Kali at a time where there is a greatest need of the most causeless, unconditional mercy. Mercy is something that can only be given by God. Mercy means, even where there is no qualification, the Lord causelessly, by his own free will, extends himself to deliver, to lift up, and give the greatest gift to the least qualified. In this age of Kali Yuga, no one is qualified to receive the gift of God's love. It is an age of quarrel, an age of hypocrisy. Kalo Sudra Sambhave. Compared to other times and other ages, people's minds are so weak. Their senses are so uncontrolled. They have no capacity, no endurance to practice the true principles of religion. But the Lord is Patita Pavana. He comes to lift up the fallen. He comes to bring joy to those who are in distress. And what is the greatest distress? The eternal soul, which is full of bliss, part and parcel of God, has forgotten its own nature. And transmigrating through the various species of life, the soul is trying to exploit the resources which are meant for the pleasure of the Lord. Every time we try to enjoy our senses, every time we try to achieve prestige, any time we expect honor, we are offending God. Because all these things are meant for God alone. He is the supreme enjoyer, and all enjoyment is meant only for Him. So what is our lamentable condition? In this age of Kali Yuga, even those who are considered to be pious and saintly are very weak and degraded. People think themselves pious, but every time you long for something to eat, any time the sex urge comes into your mind, any time you want to hear something and enjoy it, any time you want anyone to respect you and honor it and enjoy it, you're offending God. You are exploiting what is meant for Krishna for yourself. Now in Kali Yuga, when we speak like this, it's considered fanatical. But in previous ages, no one had these desires. No one would think of it. If even this thought came to the mind of exploiting the resources belonging to someone else, people would feel ashamed. But what we consider normal, what we consider pious, is actually the most fallen and offensive condition. So this Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. Kalera dosa nide rajan asti hi kamahan kunar. Kirtanayav eva krishnasya mukta sangha parambrajet. So when the Lord comes to try to uplift the people in this Kali Yuga, He has to extend Himself to the greatest extreme of mercy. And Lord Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, He tells Sarva Dharman Puritya Jamam Ekam Sharanam Braja. You should abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to Me. But who in this age of Kali Yuga can surrender to Krishna? To actually surrender is not just a matter of external acts, but real surrender means totally relinquishing your false ego and offering your life simply for the pleasure of the Lord. In this age of Kali Yuga, it is impossible. But the Supreme Lord, seeing the pitiful condition, has descended, has personally appeared in what Rupa Goswami calls the most munificent and merciful of all incarnations. Because He is giving everyone and anyone the ways and the means by which they can completely cleanse and purify their hearts and truly surrender their lives in the loving service of the Lord. Krishna appears in this age as Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar, Lord Chaitanya's advent is predicted in Mahabharata, in the Upanishads, and in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya is the Yuga Avatar. He came to give love of Krishna, pure bhakti, to the world. Of the various forms of yoga, Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Astanga Yoga, Tantra Yoga, Krishna explains in Gita, Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavam Mampabhadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabaha. That after many, 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 many births and deaths of practicing all of these religious principles, when one finally comes to the point of real knowledge, he surrenders to me. Surrender means bhakti. Bhakti means utter humility, utter compassion, utter dedication to the sweet will of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the ultimate extent of God's compassion to the world. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, it didn't matter whether one was a Malecha or a Yavana, even Jagai and Madhai. Dina hina yata chilo harinama udharilo thara saki Jagai Madhai. Jagai and Madhai, they would rape women, they would murder innocent people, even Brahmins. They would kill animals and cook their flesh and eat it. They would rob people, innocent people, without discrimination. They would burn their houses down simply for enjoyment. They were 24 hours a day intoxicated by strong liquors. They were the last stage of human degradation. They were powerful, powerful demons. What Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Shishupal were in previous ages, Jagai and Madhai were worse, and they had appeared simply to cause anxiety, suffering, and death to others. And yet, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and his intimate associate, Lord Nityananda, he gave Jagai and Madhai pure, unalloyed love for Krishna. When they accepted the holy name of the Lord, through the name of the Lord, Lord Chaitanya relieved them of all sins. And yet, because of the atrocities of Jagai and Madhai in the past, Lord Chaitanya wanted to make sure everyone knew exactly how purified they were. He told the devotees to chant in kirtan, and Jagai and Madhai, who previously, when they would see devotees chanting and dancing, they would curse them to Nityananda with the desire of murdering him. They beat him on the head with a pot. They cursed him. But now those same persons, after receiving the mercy and taking the name of the Lord, were dancing in ecstasy and loudly chanting the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya declared, I want you to see the truth. All of the sins of Jagai and Madhai, they will all come into my body. Just to prove to the world that they are completely freed of all karma. And at that time, the beautiful, beautiful golden form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned black due to the sins of Jagai and Madhai. Such sins that when Yamaraj inquired from Chitragupta, his assistant, what is the extent of the sins of these men? They said, there is no extent. Amongst the Yamadutas, we have a whole department exclusively dedicated to trying to compile the data of their sins every day. And the whole department, they are working 24-hour shifts over time, and their hands cannot move. They are writing so many sins. They cannot keep up with it. In fact, they are so frustrated just trying to calculate the sins of these demons every day that they're about to commit suicide. And when Yamaraj heard this, he fell unconscious. Now all the sins have been taken away from them. What will we do with our files? We'll have to find some huge ocean to dump them into. Yamaraj fainted. And the other demigods came. They asked, why is he unconscious? And Chitragupta said, because Lord Chaitanya has given pure love of God to Jagai and Madhai. Yamaraj has declared he has never in the history of the universe seen such causeless mercy, such compassion, such love. And when Shiva and Brahma and Indra heard this, they began to chant beautiful kirtan and chant the holy names of Krishna in the ears of Yamaraj. Then Yamaraj came to consciousness and he just started dancing like a madman, just jumping and dancing and dancing and weeping and crying and hair standing on end in ecstasy, glorifying the holy names of Lord Gauranga. Lord Chaitanya took all the sins of Jagai and Madhai into his own body. It became black. And when the devotees saw it, they were amazed. Such compassion, such mercy. Why? It is causeless. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everyone that you have kirtan. You loudly chant the holy names, and that will relieve me of the sins that I have accepted from Jagai and Madhai. And then very, very loudly, with great enthusiasm, the devotees raised their arms and began to chant the holy name.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
And gradually Lord Chaitanya's original beautiful golden complexion was resumed. In this age of Kali Yuga, to one degree or another, everyone is similar to Jagai and Madhai. Pious or impious, we have so many tendencies. So the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to show compassion, to show mercy to everyone without discrimination. It does not matter whether one is man or woman. One of Lord Chaitanya's most intimate of all associates was Madhavi Devi, who was a lady. And to Malini and Sachi Devi, Vishnupriya, Sita Thakurani, some of the greatest worshipable acharyas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, our ladies, as well as men. He made no discrimination between amongst castes. In fact, to make it very clear, as the topmost propounder of the chanting of the holy name, the Yuga Dharma, Lord Chaitanya made Srila Thakur Haridas, who according to the Hindu customs of the time, he was born in a family of untouchables, a family of malechas and yavanas. And Lord Chaitanya put him in the most exalted position. And Lord Chaitanya's associates offered him the first shraddha, even when there were thousands of the most qualified Brahmins, to teach the world that one who has the qualities of a true saintly person and who is spreading by mercy the glory of the holy names, he is the topmost Brahmin and the topmost amongst human beings. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, they were politicians employed by a demoniac ruler. And by the Hindu system, they completely lost their caste. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them the generals of his army, the greatest philosophers. And to this day, even the greatest scholars worship the books they have written. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very, very high Brahmin, learned in the scriptures, honored by the whole society. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered him. And even that lady Duki, who was just a simple maidservant, she was not highly educated. She was just helping the devotees by organizing pots of water. And Lord Chaitanya gave her pure love of Krishna. No discrimination. He didn't discriminate between the rich and the poor. Maharaj Pratap Rudra was the greatest, wealthiest king, and Lord Chaitanya delivered him. And Kolavecha Sridhar was a poverty-stricken, simple banana leaf seller, and he gave him the highest position, worshipable even hundreds of years later by all of us. The only qualification to receive the supreme mercy of Krishna, who had appeared in the form of Lord Chaitanya, is to simply open our hearts and accept it. And what does it mean to accept it? To simply give up our misbehavior. To become the servant of the servant of the Lord's devotees, and to be compassionate upon the suffering souls of this world. And what is the greatest compassion? To give them the medicine that the Lord personally came to give, the medicine of Krishna Nam, the chanting of the holy name. Because this is medicine that will cure the soul. Cure the soul of its illusion. The illusion which is contaminated by so many upadis or artificial designations. Lord Chaitanya prayed, Cheto Dharapana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vataranam Vijavadhu Jivanam Anandam Burivaradanam Pratipadam Punam Ratashvadanam Saravatmas Naparam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. The prime benediction that the Lord has bestowed upon all humanity is the congregational chanting of the holy names of God. Because the holy name of God has the power to cleanse our minds, to cleanse our hearts of all unwanted artificial desires, and reinstate our natural, spiritually healthy condition of being pure, unconditional servants of the Lord. Prema Pumartha Mahan. The ultimate goal of life is to love Krishna. To love Krishna means to love every living being, because every living being is part of Krishna. The world is hungry for universal love. But without loving the source of the universe, there is no question of loving the universe. When we love God, we love all. If you water the root of the tree, every part of the tree will be satisfied. But if we go to every part and forget the root, all those parts will gradually dry up, and we will do no real service to anyone. So the greatest gift, the greatest offering of charity, is to enlighten people's heart with the importance of taking God's name. Because all the virtues and all the glories of life are awakened when we realize the true godly qualities of our own soul as part of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compared himself to a gardener. He said, I am a gardener and I have come to sell my fruits. And it is the fruits of love of Krishna. Anyone who tastes this fruit will become so satisfied. He will be nourished forever. He will never be hungry, never be lonely, never suffer again. Anyone who tastes the ambrosial juice of this fruit will experience divine ecstasy forever. And I've come to give these fruits for free to anyone if they simply accept it. But in this age of Kali Yuga, people are so foolish and misled that they will not accept the fruits. What in previous yugas people had to perform 60,000 years of tapasya to even see, I'm giving for free, and nobody wants. Lord Chaitanya said, I have come to this world with a big, big cart of these fruits, unlimited fruits. And he has requested, with tears of love in his lotus eyes, he has requested his devotees, please assist me, help me to give these fruits of love of God to the world. Give them to everyone, profusely. In every town and village, give the fruit. And what is that fruit? Through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, we can experience the eternal longing of the soul to love Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was one such personality who took the Lord's most intimate desire as his life and soul. Srila Prabhupada risked his life, accepted the most unbelievable difficulties just to give the holy name of Krishna to the world. A few days ago, Srila Mukunda Maharaj was telling us how Srila Prabhupada was living in the Bowery. He had no money. He had no help. He had nothing but the fruits of love of God. And he wanted to give it. But nobody wanted to accept it. Mukunda Maharaj was explaining how in the Bowery, he said, when you breathed the air smelled anywhere you went like a mixture of urine and alcohol. laying on the streets 24 hours a day, where people completely intoxicated and incapacitated by drugs and alcohol. Prostitutes wandering everywhere, trying to somehow or other sell their bodies. Crooks, thieves, murderers. Somehow or other to survive, you practically had to become a criminal. That was the Bowery. India does not know the glory of this man. What a shame. He has come to bring the original culture of India, the pure teachings of Gita, to the world. And he lived amongst these people in the Bowery. He was a great scholar. He was a saint. He was living in Vrindavan, the holiest of all holy places. He had a beautiful house. Not house, but bhajan kutir. It was perfect for him. People would come to give him nice prasad. The worship of the deities was right outside of his courtyard. The famous deities of Radha Damodar. He was living in a village where there's 5,000 temples and everyone's chanting the holy names. But Srila Prabhupada, through the grace of his guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, understood the burning desire and the pain in the heart of Lord Chaitanya, the pain of compassion, that this fruit of love of God is not meant for one village, it is meant to be given to every town and village in the world, and where people are most degraded, that is where it is most required. Where people are suffering the most, that's where the mercy will be the greatest. So he went to that place. And the people who were putting him up in that room, they gave him a little, it was a one-room apartment. And a man and a wife were living together. And the wife didn't want him around because he was preaching about self-control. And she was afraid that her husband would be influenced by these teachings. So they just took a piece of wood, not even wood, just like a little screen, and made a little divider. Just they set it up. And he was in the back corner. And he had a few little trunks and he slept on the floor. That is how he lived. And he never said anything to anyone. Mukunda Maharaj once came up to that apartment, and when he saw the way Swamiji was living, he almost cried. But Srila Prabhupada was simply happy. He was blissful. He was peaceful. Because he was trying to serve the Lord. He was trying to give the holy name to these people. He wasn't concerned with his own comforts, with his own honor. He was only concerned that at least he was trying to do it. That is compassion. That is love. And by that love and compassion, Lord Chaitanya empowered him to deliver the holy name and transform the lives of millions all over the world. This year is his centennial. The anniversary of his 100th from the day of his birth. He was born in 1896, sent by Lord Chaitanya to fulfill Lord Chaitanya's deepest and greatest desire. So this year's Gaur Purnima is very, very, very special for us. Gaur Purnima means that beautiful full moon night of the Palgun season when Lord Chaitanya, the most merciful avatar, came to this world to inaugurate the Harinam Sankirtan movement. To manifest the ultimate gesture of compassion of the Supreme Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada was that surrendered and loving servant who did like no one else in history did to fulfill the compassionate desire of Lord Chaitanya. So we should assist Srila Prabhupada in the same way he tried to assist his Guru Maharaj. Sometimes devotees would ask Srila Prabhupada, you have given us entrance into the spiritual world. You have freed us from such a life of waste. We were wasting this human existence. And you have given us a life of devotion, a life of bhakti. Can we ever pay you back? What can we do for you? And Srila Prabhupada's reply was always that you can repay me when you give others what I have given to you, then I will be satisfied. He wanted nothing for himself. He wanted everything for others. This Krishna consciousness movement is a movement of sacrifice. It is a movement for very, very serious people who really care about others. We are not concerned with going to the Himalayas for our own salvation. We are not even concerned about going to a holy place for our own bhajan. We are concerned with assisting Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya with giving the fruits of love of God to everyone and anyone we can, in any way we can. Whether we are brahmacharis distributing books or preaching or doing puja to attract people to come and see the Lord, whether we are grihasthas doing business or doing any other professional occupation, doctors, lawyers, housewives, students, whatever our occupation, whatever our natural tendencies, we try to utilize our means to somehow or other reach people with the holy name of God, to touch people's lives through our words, through our example. And when we all come together, we can do wonderful, wonderful things. The Varnashram system is a body. The sannyasis, brahmacharis, grihasthas, and vanaprasthas, that means the renunciates, the students, the householders with families, the retired householders, the brahmins, kshatriyas, vaishyas, shudras, the scholarly class of educators, the politicians and administrators, the business people, mercantile people, the laborers, everyone has a place. It's one body. The body is not supposed to be fighting with each other. The feet are not supposed to kick the head and say, I'm better than you. What kind of body is that? The arms aren't supposed to be punching the belly saying, I'm better than you. But in the name of so many isms, that's what we have. Communism, the Shudra class, the laborer class, are kicking the head and saying, I'm better than you. And capitalism, the belly, is revolting and saying, I'm better than all of you. Varnashram system was created by Krishna. Not one is better than another. It is a whole unit to work together to serve the Lord. All classes of people of all ages. And when we all work together with the mission of pleasing the Lord by showing compassion to others, then individually and collectively, we all make great spiritual advancement. And the most wonderful way to do that, to establish that consciousness, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught, and that is the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. where we all raise our arms together in brotherly and sisterly love as servants of the servants of the servants of one another. And we spread the whole, we inundate the whole universe with the loud chanting of Krishna's name. To be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord is the goal of the Gaudiya Vaishnav system. To become more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return, is the means by which, the state of consciousness by which, we can always chant the name of the Lord. So on this day of Gaur Purnima, during the centennial year of Srila Prabhupada's advent into this world, let us make this prayer that we will truly and deeply dedicate our lives to the mission of the Supreme Lord by serving in the highest form the souls of others, by serving the Vaishnavas, showing compassion to the fallen, being faithful to our gurus, and spreading the glories, by all means, spreading the glories of the holy names of Krishna. When we dance and chant together, Lord Chaitanya taught, we develop real love for one another, spiritual love. And that spiritual love is meant to extend and express itself in everything we do and everything we say through our lives. So at this time, we will be celebrating the aarti of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this holy day of Gaur Purnima. It is the culmination of our day's festivities. In fact, it is the culmination of our lives. To joyfully sing together and dance together for the pleasure of the Lord as a service to all the Vaishnavas, as in an expression of compassion to all living beings. Srila Prabhupada, his great, great happiness was when he would see everyone chanting and dancing together. And especially to Indians, Prabhupada was very strong. He said, "You have taken your birth in India only for the purpose of spreading love of God throughout the world. Take this responsibility." And when he would see people of India chanting together and dancing together sincerely, it was his great pleasure. Lord Chaitanya made even the tigers, the lions, the insects, and the serpents dance in ecstasy. But he told us that at least you can induce other human beings to do so. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe.